on mission. John has got his journeyman's license. He's an electrician. He's working for a Christian company, some great believers from Temple Baptist that own an electric company. And he's ministering, sharing the gospel in places, but we're so glad to have him in El Dorado. Would you just share your heart of how you feel and how things are going and what's up?
I'm really excited to be free. I was already free, but now I'm doubly free, you know. So it's really awesome to come home to my family. My wife, you know, she's awesome. She's been doing this for 6.5 years by herself, and wow, that's amazing. Not a lot of people would do that, to wait for me and to put up with me and raise my kids who act just like me. God's been really good. You know, the thing that's really been stirring in my heart the most is realizing God's faithfulness, you know, because God, we serve a faithful God, and he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ever think or ask. And he's just been so good to me through the good times and the bad times. I think about Job, when everything happened to Job, and his wife said, do you still hold to your confession? Just curse God and die. And he said, woman, you speak as a foolish woman. Shall I accept the good from God and not the bad? And it's the trials and tribulations that we face that really strengthen us and make us who we are. So,
right.
You know, I've been in prison 6.5 years, and it's made me who I am today. And I wouldn't change it, only because I love the Lord more than I think I ever would if I wouldn't have went through what I had. And the Lord knew that. He had to get me to a place where he could have my heart completely. And, you know, Jesus is my number one in life, and it's only through that that I'm able to be the man of God he's called me to be. And I'm just so excited to be home with my family and to join this body of believers, which have been supportive. Jonathan and his wife, Liz, they've been so awesome to my family in the last 4 years, been great support. He's been discipling me and, you know, just been praying and being faithful to our family. And I'm just really excited to join you guys. And I just want you to know that, you know, we serve a God of miracles, and I'm a living, breathing, walking miracle. So
I love the story and can't hear it too much. So can you give us the cliff note? Yeah, brief, because there's visitors here.
Gotcha.
So you know what this is. 29-year-old guy, this is a big deal that he stands before us. Give us the cliff note.
Okay, cliff note. I grew up, I was 13, I started using drugs, became a heavy drug addict. My dad passed away in front of me when I was 16. I started spiraling downhill pretty fast. Started using methamphetamine, cocaine, marijuana. Became an IV drug user when I was 19. Started cooking methamphetamines when I was 19. Make a really long story short, was doing a cook and with a friend, and some things happened, and I ended up taking the life of one of my friends. He was trying to attack a woman, and I ended up beating him to death. We ended up burying him. Got caught for that. They ended up finding the body and got caught. Went to jail in 2009, January or June 1st. I was charged with first-degree murder. I was facing life without parole. I was 23 years old. I was dead in my sin. I was lost, hopeless. I was broken. I didn't know where to turn. I was in the county jail for about 3 days. And the third day there, I had made up my mind that I was going to kill myself. So I had found a sheet and tied it around my neck, and I was trying to find a place to hang myself, but I think they designed these jail cells so you can't do that, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
And I was in this two-man cell in Labette County by myself, and there was this little 13-inch TV sitting in the corner on a stand, and just a backdrop. I'd been to church maybe like 5 times as a kid. I think I went to like a Catholic church 2 times and a Methodist church like on an Easter or something. So I kind of heard about Jesus, but never really heard about Jesus. And so anyway, something was stern in my spirit, which I didn't know what it was then, but I know now it was God. And so they came around and passed around food trays. I came and got my food tray, and I was like, I want to see what's under this TV, because it was making the TV kind of sit at a funny angle. So I lifted it up, and I found this Free on the Inside prison Bible, and on the cover of it, it's got a guy, and he's breaking chains. And so I just sat down on my bunk, and I started reading the front. Not Genesis,
yep.
But there was a part in the front that talked about forgiveness and hope and a future and how God can change your life and give you a purpose and a plan and just these amazing things. And the next thing I knew, I was on my knees. I had snot coming out of my nose. I had tears coming out of my eyes. And I told the Lord, if you give me another chance to be a husband and a father, I'll give you my life. So I had a peace that surpasses understanding that came. I felt the presence of God in that jail cell today, and he began to work on the inside. And I like to tell people all the time, Romans 12:2, where he says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. Well, in the Greek, the word transform is metamorpho,
yeah.
And that's where we get in the English language the word metamorphosis. So it's talking about the transition from a caterpillar to a butterfly. So if you would have known me 7 years ago, that's what's taken place in my life. It's totally, God has worked from the inside out. You know, I tell people he's not interested in behavior modification, but a heart transformation.
Yes.
He transformed my heart. He gave me his spirit, and he's been working on the inside of me, and I'm just different. And here I am 6.5 years later, and I made that promise to God, and it's here. and I have this chance to be a husband and a father again, and I'm alive in Christ, and I'm all in, you know what I mean? Jesus is it. I got all my eggs in one basket. There is no plan B for me. This is it. And he's been faithful, and he's been good, and I stand here. And anyway, to tell you what happened, I ended up getting a plea deal by the grace of God for voluntary manslaughter, and I did 7-year sentence plus my good time. So I've been in prison for 6.5 years, and I'm free. Got out Friday, and ready just to serve the Lord and be obedient.
Is that a story worth hearing, like over and over? So you run into Jonathan when he gets called to prison ministry, and he shows up what year?
Yeah, from what I understand, he had been stirring.
Yes.
He'd been driving by the prison, and he was feeling stirring. I think Lynn McBride is what contacted him.
He came here and stirred us up. Yeah.
They had a program called Mentoring for Success in El Dorado. If anybody are feeling stirring about the prison out there's a lot of broken guys that need love. And there's a program you can get into through Central Kansas Prison Ministry, Lynn McBride. You know, talk to Jonathan, get you that information. But he showed up out there. I'm sure he was leery about it as I was. You know, these Christian people are coming here. I don't know these people, who they are. But he came in, and I'd been feeding on the word, but didn't really have a solid background. I just had a lot of little dots here and there and this and that. And he came in, it was like a super blessing, and kind of helped me connect the dots. And it was weird because I really didn't believe in traditional church. I'd seen that in the prison, you know, the church thing, and read your Bible and pray and do these things and all that, you know, and it felt dead to me. And Jonathan came with the whole mindset of what, you know, New Life is, the equipping ministry, and just blew the doors off the tradition of things. Yeah. And we had a great connection, and, you know, we got a lot of similarities, and it's been a sweet relationship. He came and saw me twice a month while I was in El Dorado. When I transferred to Hutch, he came twice a month. He drove all the way to Hutch twice a month to come see me. And he's been seeing me since. It's my best friend in the whole world, man. I really mean that. So
I just wanted you to know that, because there's investment. God set up that relationship. So you got homeschool little nerd boy Jonathan and ex-meth murder guy John, and the Holy Spirit puts them together, and they're the same in Christ.
Absolutely.
Both needed to be set free from their sins, both being disciples and following Jesus. And I just love that story because of so many different paths and how God unifies us in Christ. So praise God. We're glad you're here.
Thank you.
Let's get on mission. Amen.
Let's do it. Amen.
You're
love
all
you guys.
In.
Thank
great.
You.
We love you, buddy. Good. Please be praying for Hazel and him.